Tom Homan, Securing Southern Border Will Drive Up Wages for Americans. By John Binder on December 18, 2024. Securing the United States-Mexico border will protect the nation's labor market and increase wages for Americans, incoming border czar Thomas Homan says. During an interview with the Immigration Reform Law Institute, IRLI, Homan said President-elect Donald Trump's vision to secure the southern border while deporting hundreds of thousands, potentially millions, of illegal aliens will boost Americans' economic situation. You're going to see wages increase because right now, illegal alien employment pushes wages down for American workers. It's going to help protect the American worker and it's going to increase wages, Homan said. Homan detailed a story of a son and father repair crew that once employed 20 Americans to do home improvements. The father, Homan said, had to lay off those Americans because he could not compete with rival home improvement companies that employed low-wage illegal aliens. In addition to driving up wages, Homan said securing the border will decrease overdose deaths among Americans, save countless girls and women from sex trafficking, and ensure that America's public resources are not overburdened. This is going to be a well-planned, targeted enforcement operation, Homan said of carrying out the largest deportation program in the nation's history, as Trump has promised. Though much attention has been placed on deporting convicted criminal illegal aliens, Homan said the deportation program will treat illegality equally. I don't want to be misunderstood. Just because we prioritize the worst doesn't mean anybody is off the table, Homan said. If you're in the country illegally, you've got a problem. It's not okay to enter this country illegally. It's not okay to be in this country illegally. It's not okay to hire an illegal alien. Emphasis added. Homan is urging illegal aliens to self-deport to avoid years-long bans from returning to the U.S., which is required by federal law. Here's what I would say, leave on your own, Homan said. If you leave on your own, then you don't have all these bars, 5-year bar, 10-year bar, 20-year bar. I want people to leave on their own. If you're in the country illegally, you need to be looking over your shoulder. You're not supposed to be here, he continued. We're going to eventually get to you. No one's off the table. That's the way it has to be. Anywhere from 11 to 22 million illegal aliens reside in the United States today. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's administration alone welcomed about 8 million migrants to the United States, the overwhelming majority of whom do not have valid asylum claims. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.